So the key piece of meditating is being aware in the present moment, present awareness, without any mind training. We spend a lot of our day, a lot of our moments, thinking into the future, into the past, or into some imaginary fantasy situation. What if, or maybe, or rehearsing things, or going over things that happened in the past, and we are not aware of being present. So the very first and the most important is being present, knowing what's happening in the present moment. And by far, the best aid to be present is to be aware that you have a body. If you're aware of your body, you're present. When you're not present, you don't know that you've got a body. You're off in some fantasy place in Rome, or I usually say Paris for some reason, Orkney, whatever it is, and you don't know that you've got a body. When you're aware of your body, you can feel it, you can feel the bulk of it, but you've also got hearing and sounds coming in through your ears. When your eyes are open, you've got color and shade and light and so on coming in through your eyes. You've got tastes in your mouth. If you're eating something, there are smells in the room. These are relatively subtle, particularly the sight if you've got your eyes closed. But hearing is absolutely going on. And your body, the sensation level, is absolutely going on. If you're present, you'll notice these things. So we use these things to be present with, to grow this awareness, this present awareness. So, directing your attention into the present, first of all, take a few moments. Well, I should say what I already said. Take a very few moments to gladden yourself, to soothe or uplift or give some cheer. Appreciate something, be grateful for something. This engages your heart. It uplifts it and it makes you want to be present, serene, friendly, balanced, kind, happy. And now take these next few moments to just orient yourself in your body in this room. Just let your senses bring to you the information that you're sitting, room full of people, natural light coming from behind you. Aware of the sounds, aware of the sense of the height of the room and the breadth of the room, aware of the floor, the kind of the floor. We can sense these things, that you're not sitting in this size of room all on your own, but surrounded by people. Your senses bringing you this subtle information, the temperature of the air, the stillness of it, or inside, not outside. The air isn't moving the way it does outside. When you feel yourself held in this space, this room, bringing your attention further inside your own body, the way your body is sitting there, what you can feel, the place of contact underneath your seat, perhaps your back, under your legs or your feet or your knees or whatever, just the pressure points. And then how your limbs are, how they're bent, what's touching what your hands and arms are doing. And then bring a little dignity into the posture, a dignified posture. By this, I mean one that's going to help you train those puppies in there. You want a sense of uprightness in the spine. So I would encourage those sitting in chairs to, in general, whether you do it right this minute or as you go through the weekend, make sure that your tail, the back of your seat, is pushed to the back of the chair, and that your middle back isn't leaning too heavily against the chair, but it's sitting slightly forward. So there is a little bit of uprightness in your spine. Otherwise, there's a tendency to just slump into the chair, and it's harder to train puppies that way. So a sense of lifting slightly. And then with your head, this makes a difference. If you move your head slightly from side to side, float it around, and see, you can have a sense of freedom on the neck. A helium balloon on a string is an image that comes to mind. It's a sort of looseness. And then draw the chin downwards and slightly in, extending through the back of the neck a little bit. This is the posture of mild surprise. It's the posture that poodles are very good at adopting. And there's something about that that helps us stay present. When we stick our noses forward and our chins out, which is what we tend to do, we're going ahead of ourselves into the next project. Drawing the chin in and down, it's like, here we are, come here. And then check that your face is relaxed, no unnecessary frowning or clenching, or soften any tight places. Bring the shoulders down, loose. You can adjust them from time to time. It's fine to make these little adjustments. Lower and slightly back for the shoulders. And then just check down through the body. Relax the stomach and abdomen area. And just check that there's not unnecessary tension in the hips or the knees or the ankles or the fingers. And then we use some aspect of our physical experience as an anchor, anchoring our attention, placing the attention and then resting it ongoingly. For many of us, it's the breathing. We don't do this. The breath is going on. We're simply observing the body breathing. It's always breathing. In fact, when you sit still, it's the biggest movement going on. Any part of the breathing that you can notice, doesn't matter which parts, maybe the whole rib cage expanding and contracting, or maybe just the lifting in the front upper chest part, or maybe the part that widens out underneath your arms, tightening and loosening of clothing. For some, it's the rising, falling of the abdomen. When your abdomen's relaxed, it will rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. And for some, it's the sensation of air at the nostrils as it touches and comes in and goes out again. But it doesn't matter, I'm just naming some. Whatever for you, you can notice and stay with. The key is to be interested in it enough to stay noticing for more and more seconds as best you can. That's one area, one anchor, very popular, recommended by the Buddha. Another might be, especially if you can't, if you tend to get tight around the breath, some people do, you might alternate that with being aware of your hands. Take a few moments now to bring the attention into your hands, which are filled with millions of nerves and therefore can feel lots. So interesting. Feel where they are, the position they're in. And then there's three things your hands are feeling. They're either feeling air or clothing, cloth, fabric, or flesh. And some of them are touching some of that and some of them other parts of that. So You can explore what's being touched, what your hands are touching, and what they feel like, and how different those things feel. And where are they on your hands? And you can also, as you notice that, realize that some parts of your hands feel more than others. You can be much more particular about what you notice on the palms and fingertips, pads side, than on the backs. And you can notice that the tips of the fingers are much more sensitive than the base of the fingers, and that around the nails are very, very sensitive, the most sensitive. And you can also feel inside your hands, and you can feel a sort of tingling more in some areas than others. And you can sometimes feel sweatiness or fleshiness, squishiness on the palm side, and dryness and thinness on the back, no flesh. And some people can feel throbbing as the blood runs through their hands. Whatever is interesting that you can rest your attention on, exploring around your experience of hands, weight, warmth, etc. Second area, anchor. These two for this morning at least. I'll add a third this afternoon. But there's the most important piece, whether you choose to anchor your attention here with your breath or with your hands. When you're present, there's a knowing. You know you're present when you're here in this room, in your body, on that chair, with those hands. You know it. But whoop, your mind will slip off. Off you'll go into the future, some imaginary place. And you'll be in that imaginary situation for however long, however many moments. And then you'll find yourself present again. You'll be here, and you'll suddenly, there are your hands, and you can feel them, or there's your rib cage expanding and contracting away. You're present again, but also now you know you're present again. Mindfulness. Present awareness. Along with the body. This is what we're growing, present awareness. Every time you're present again, recognize that this dimension of experience is now here. There's your attention in your body and awareness of it. When you were off thinking whatever you were thinking in the imaginary world, there was no awareness that that's what you were doing. You were caught in it, lost in it. And now you're free of that when you're present and aware. This is what we're growing. Don't need to judge. The mind will go away. It's a puppy. Or many puppies sometimes. It will be all over the place. It won't stay present and aware very long. But patiently, gently, kindly, over and over and over, give your attention fully to presence, to your anchor when you are here. And those moments will grow.